John 12, verse 3. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Among the many things that happened on Tuesday of Holy Week is this contrast in the value, the price tag that two people set on Jesus. The tussle over price tags began when Mary broke open this container of very precious ointment. We're told that it was spikenard. It's made from a rare purple flower found in the mountains of India. Such an aromatic wave swept across the room that it was probably almost nauseating in its overabundance. Everyone would have looked. Who came in? What happened? A pound of this perfume, we're told, it was worth a year's salary. So, about $50,000 today. Was it really worth it? Would not just a misting have been better? Mary said no. She set on Jesus the price tag of the whole bottle, her whole heart. What was it that led Mary to appraise the Savior so highly? Well, we're told that Lazarus, who had recently been in the grave 4 days until he stank, was there, restored to life. Jesus had brought life out of death. And to Mary, he had said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." And Jesus had also explained that in order to be our resurrection, he first had to die for us. Mary seems to be the only one that had understood Jesus' words. And she wanted to show her appreciation to him for his death on the cross for her, for you and me, while he was still with them. The whole bottle, perhaps her whole life savings, she poured out more than that. She poured out her heart. She believed with her whole heart the words that Jesus had spoken, that yes, he would spill his own blood to wash her, you, clean from our sins, to give her life. Thankful to Jesus, she poured out the whole bottle. What price tag will you set on Jesus? In our confirmation, we set on Jesus the price tag of our whole heart and life. Did you mean it? Or were you just saying it because you had to? Every Sunday, we profess with our words that Jesus is worth that ultimate price tag. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, and in Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord, who was crucified, buried. Every Sunday, we pray for help to preserve that faith that gives our heart to Jesus. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your free spirit. Unfortunately, there's often a striking difference between the price tag that we profess on Sunday and the garage sale price tag of our daily words and actions. Every day, we are putting a price tag on Jesus, whether we think about it or not. It's the gift of our heart that is a precious ointment to Jesus. Are we giving him just a little misting? Or are we giving him our heart? Are we continuing to live our life according to our own desires? You know, words are easy to speak, like this ointment. It's there, and then evaporates, and it's soon gone. But when we agree with Mary's price tag, we will desire and seek to pour out the whole bottle of our heart, to believe every word that Jesus has spoken, and seek to reflect that in our whole life. Mary had hardly set that price tag on Jesus when Judas replaced it with a garage sale price tag. Why was this not sold and given to the poor? In other words, hey, we need to be a little practical here. I mean, we have other responsibilities in life, like, you know, maintaining our own lifestyle, maintaining our own first choices. Yeah, even helping the poor. We can't just throw everything away on Jesus in foolish sentimentality. This was a waste. But the Holy Spirit reveals that Judas chose that garage sale price tag out of greed. So what's the Holy Spirit revealing about the price tag that we set on Jesus? Oh, yeah. Honor Jesus. As long as it's convenient. But I have to keep my focus on advantages in this earth. Do we really want to join Judas in taking off the price tag that Mary set on him? Stern words rang through the room. Let her alone. Wherever the gospel is preached, her actions of faith will be praised. By accepting the God-forsaken end that you and I deserve, Jesus has given you life with God. Life with your loved ones who are with God. Life that does not end. So whether you're struggling with contentment with your life, acceptance of a hard saying, obedience in spite of temptation, or, yeah, praising Jesus from your whole heart, remember that every such gift offered through faith in Jesus is a sweet-smelling fragrance to the Lord, which Jesus will praise eternally. So set on Jesus the price tag of the whole bottle, your whole heart. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 341, 341, stanzas 1 and 4.